Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, April the 29th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, but I'm a bit annoyed.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, well, you.
What have I done now?
Malicious gossip on your rubbishy food and drink show.
Oh, I'm a superior show at 11 to 12, the Scoff and Quaff show.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, well, I had Anthony Bridal on, who is, excuse me, spittoon please, Bridal IP. He's a brand expert.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And he brought up, he managed to wheedle in Viagra into my food show.
I know, I heard.
It just made me think of you, I don't know why. Yeah. Just thought of you, remind me.
I'm not happy.
You'll get your own back.
Yeah, I will. Don't you worry. Anyway, enough of that.
We surrounded by ladies today,
yeah,
aren't
it's lovely.
We?
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm really enjoying it.
Lovely
it's
ladies.
Good stuff. Yep. We got a packed show today, but we'd like to hear from you.
Pak choy. I love pak choy, especially with a bit of soy sauce.
Anything.
A little stir fry.
It's not even remotely food related. I've never...
Pak choy, you said?
No, pak choy is.
Yeah, but... With a little bit of soy sauce, maybe a few prawns, a bit of ginger.
If you carry on like this, I'm going to give the listener an itinerary of what you've eaten so far today.
Oh, no.
And it is quite substantial, and it will take up most of the show, and it's not even lunchtime
well,
yet.
Well, we had the fat carrot on, and she's a very, very good cook.
Yeah, she's vegetarian. You don't even like vegetarian food, and you ate 400 weight of it.
I like carrots.
I saw you, what was it, Welsh eggs?
Welsh egg, listener, yeah, which is like a Scotch egg, but it's vegetarian. It's got a leek wrapping. That was lovely.
Yeah, you had to have a couple of those just to get a taste for it, didn't you?
Yeah, just to try. Yeah. And then the little mushroomy thing, that was lovely, mushroomy and oniony thing. Well, you actually had a little bit of that.
I did. For once, I actually snuck a little bit. I don't normally do that.
You'll probably jog around the block now, though, won't you?
Exactly. Anyway, enough of all that nonsense.
Enough of pak choy.
We'd like to hear from you, the listener. And you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or more likely, you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the best way to get hold of us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. So do give us a tweet. We've had 40 or 50 tweets already, and I will be reading those in a moment. A big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are Fruit Bowl Media. Fruitbowlmedia.com, the web design agency from
lovely,
over there in Canterbury.
Lovely George.
Yeah.
Hello, George, if you're listening. Is he better?
He is better, thank you.
Good.
Yes. Yeah. So, George, that's a big hello from one of your favourite customers.
Yes, the one that never annoys him.
Ever.
Ever.
Only 10 times a day. Right, okay. I think you can start with an email, Jules.
I think I'm going to be clearing my throat all the way
through.
Well,
I'll tell you what, if you're going to do that, then I'll read some of the tweets.
Young enterprise students go head-to-head. That was a challenge, wasn't it? Head-to-head in second round of National Young Enterprise Competition. Budding young entrepreneurs from Kent will be putting their business heads on to compete in the second stage of the National Young Enterprise Competition, which is held in Maidstone on May Day, the 1st of May. To find this year's best young enterprise company. And at the final, the students will showcase the businesses they have developed in the past year in the flagship company programme, and it will be scrutinised by expert panel of judges. And what they'll be looking for is they'll be looking at their business reports, trade stands and presentations in front of a large audience. Does that mean they've eaten a lot before they come, or...?
No, they haven't been on your show.
So let's find out about this. It's Trudy Hartridge. She's the Young Enterprise Manager for East Kent. And she said that they're seeing lots of great businesses set up by young people
they have indeed.
In East Kent.
I don't know if you remember, but a while back I was on the panel of judges for the East Kent region.
Yeah.
And there's some fabulous young businesses set up.
Did you do a talk there, one of your speeches?
Not at that particular event, but I have done some talks there, and I am due to do a talk there later in the year.
Excellent. So the top two companies will then go on to compete in the South East Regional Final in Guildford in June. And then they're hoping they'll go on to the national final in London and the British Film Cinema South Bank at the beginning of July. So it's a huge, huge thing here. Now, if you want to know more about it, you can email Trudy with an IE, trudy.hartridge@y-e.org.uk. And thank you for that. That's the Young Enterprise. You can probably just Google Young Enterprise students in East Kent.
Fabulous. Thank you for that. We've had tweets from the following people. John Austin Brooks of saleshelp_VR on the Twitter, who says he's listening in, as are Marson's solicitors. That's Marson's, M-A-R-S-O-N-S, Marson's solicitors. And then the lovely Chris Pollard has tweeted and said, hey, have a look.
Does he say hey?
He says hey.
It's very rude, isn't it? Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Okay.
It's hey.
Yeah. Hey. Didn't he say excuse me?
In 140 characters, probably not. What do you want him to say? If it's okay with you, well, and you don't mind awfully. No, it's not Charles Hawtrey, it's Chris Pollard.
Not hey, darling. Go on, carry on.
I've forgotten what I was saying now.
It's very American, isn't it, hey? Does he spell it H-A-Y or no, like hey?
No, H-E-Y.
No, I still don't like it.
Chris says, hello, have a look at the Josie Maguire Creative Motion YouTube videos.
Oh, not that.
Yeah.
Not with you on.
Yeah. So he does. So have a look at that.
Well, the trouble is that that was supposed to be a lovely, lovely interview by me after my speech launching and introducing Chris Pollard.
Yeah, but we couldn't take the boredom and dullness.
And then you muscled in and ruined the whole thing.
I know. But it was worthwhile.
Well, maybe. Deal Festival of Music and the Arts. This is the 27th of June, so this is the diary date, and it goes on till the 6th of July. And there's something irresistible, they say, about the combination of summer, the seaside, and wonderful music in the air. And the Deal Festival is a unique celebration of all three. You've got great classical and contemporary music from some of the world's finest music makers, as well as theatre, opera, cinema, and dance. And this is all in Deal and Dover on the English South Coast. Now, you can contact... Oh, you need to get hold of Willie Cooper for this. This is his email, which is btinternet.com. And there's a phone number, so get hold of Willie. You can phone him on 01-227-786-111 if you want to get hold of Willie. I would do that. And that's the Deal Festival, 27th of June to the 6th of July.
That's 2 weeks running. That's 2 weeks running she's done those gags. It's just getting tiresome now.
And while we're talking about Willies and things, the Deal Festival is interesting because on Scoff and Quaff, which is on every Tuesday, it's a superior show, 11 to 12, we had the Checkers Deal Restaurant. So you can follow them on the Twitter at the Checkers Deal, I think it is, off the top of my head. And they're doing cookery classes and obviously a fabulous restaurant, but cookery classes for kiddies and adults.
Fabulous, thank you. We've also had tweets from Alex Waterton from Rise Communications, who say they're listening in and looking forward to hearing from Debbie and Miranda probably as well, although they don't say that, but I'm paraphrasing. So they're looking forward to listening in and finding out about that. We've had Abbey Funerals.
Oh, yes. Well, they probably heard that you're on your last legs.
Yeah.
But we did have that lovely man that made the coffins. Do you remember?
We did, yeah.
What was his Twitter handle?
I don't remember his Twitter handle, but his name's Andy Clark.
Okay. Well, wasn't he just at Coffins or something?
Something like
coffins
that.
Coffins are Wealden, us.
Wealden Coffins.
Wealden Coffins.
Well remembered. And we've had the lovely Sonia from License to Success has tweeted in as well, saying hello.
Hello,
and
Sonia.
And she's listening to the show, as are the Business Community Breakfast guys over there in Gillingham.
Hello.
So thank you all for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's lovely to hear from you. Keep the tweets coming. You can tweet me at Vanilla Whip. I'm going to read an email now. Spitfire Networking at the Kings Hill Golf Club on Fortune Way, Kings Hill, on the 1st of May, 12 to 2pm. It's £5, which includes lunch, so it's not a bad deal.
No.
Core Financial Services hosts this monthly not-for-profit networking event to support local businesses. If you would like information on our services or on our networking group, you can email us at info@coreifa, that's all one word, coreifa.co.uk, or you can call us on 0844 875 5777. As always, with anything you hear on the Business Bunker Show, it will be on the Kent Business Radio website, so you don't need to write these addresses down. We will put them there for you to follow up later. And today's show is show number 171. So do have a look at that if you want to follow up with any of that. And that's Spitfire Networking, Kings Hill Golf Club, on the 1st of May.
We've had a new listener. Have you mentioned him, Nick Hutt?
I haven't, no.
Have you spotted him? He's at enact community.
I haven't spotted him because I would be reading from the bottom of the list and you're reading from the top as normal.
Well, have you been drinking gin? You seem very maudlin this morning.
I don't drink because I'm teetotal.
Well,
you
seem maudlin.
Art on grumpy is what I am.
Art on Screen. I hope there's no F being missed off that, but I think it's Art on Screen. 21st Century Pop. 30th of April. When's the 30th of April?
That's tomorrow.
Any day now, isn't it?
Manana.
Yeah. Turner Contemporary Margate, darling. So it's very, very highbrow. This is at 6 p.m. It's £5 or £4 concessions. And they're asking, how's the 21st century popular culture influenced art? And the screening draws together a cross-section of artists who investigate the everyday from a contemporary perspective. And they're referencing everything from music videos to consumer culture, often alluding even to the internet and its impact on the way we look and think. So there is nudity in this programme, Paul Andrews, so there's a warning for you. And it's featuring H.D. Boys, Petra Courtright, Adam, which is spelled A-D-H-A-M, Faramaway, and Hannah Perry.
Hold on. Give us that again.
Adam, spelled A-D-H-A-M, Faramaway. Is it Welsh, do you think?
It's a song, isn't it?
Faramaway.
Wimaway.
Wimaway.
Yeah.
Woo! Isn't there a lion in that somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere along.
And Rosa Ayala.
Oh, you're not going to spell that then?
What, T-H-A-T? It's easy. And Telfar Clemens. Great names there. I wonder where they're all from.
They made up.
They're not, definitely not from Margate. Anyway, the series is presented in association with ICA, and there's a website here, which is www.ica.org.uk, and it's also with the support from the Foyle. Your phone's ringing.
Flashing. Oh, is it? Should we see who's on it?
I thought I was having an epileptic fit or something, or a strobe light or something.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker Show.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's Mike from Temp Network.
Hello, Mike. Hello,
Mikey.
Are you?
Hello, I would like to be called Mikey. I'm glad I'm familiar.
Well, nice of you to phone into the Jules Sirkin Show.
I know. I'm having loads of trouble with her today, Mike. Ignore her is the best advice I can give you. So how are you doing, mate?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm doing very well. And it's good to be on, well, not as a face-to-face guest, but it's nice to be on on the phones and saying hello to you guys.
It's good to hear from you. What are you up to?
Well, lots is going on with Temp Network, but I'm actually calling because I've got a slightly different subject to talk about today. Last week I launched my first book published on the Kindle platform.
Wow.
Wow.
So you published your first book. Blimey, where'd you find the time, mate?
Well, it's it's something that has been sort of inside of me for a long time, to be honest. And I always thought, oh no, it's going to take forever and it's going to be a real slow process. And, you know, I've kind of got several things going on at the moment. And I was working with some principals that I believe in, and they sort of brought about a big change in my life, which was the achievement of getting a nice car.
Right.
And I said to the guy, I was telling them about it, and they said, are you going to talk to us more and tell us more? And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll write it as a blog. And this blog just sort of got a life of its own, actually, and 2 weeks later it became my first book.
Wow.
Wow.
Blimey, mate, I'm dead impressed.
What's the name of this book?
The book title is called Universal Orgasms.
I say.
Oh, was it the male version of 50 Shades?
Well, it could be. The theory behind the name was, I work with a friend who's quite good at marketing, but several reasons. First of all, it's available as hashtag on Twitter, which always helps.
Alright.
Secondly, it's sort of wacky enough to hopefully get me on the Oprah Winfrey Show one day. As good as the Business Bunker Show, but you know what I mean, it would be nice to be on.
What are you trying to say, Mike?
You're in competition with, you know, the US, mate.
Yeah. She's only got 100 million viewers. We got at least 4 listeners.
And they're all in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here, that's 5.
What was your new car, Mike?
It's a Bentley Continental GT Speed.
Ooh, I say.
Love it.
And what colour?
Old black. I only buy them in black. I love black cars.
Oh, lovely.
Black cars. Yeah, so it's very nice and a pleasure, and I have to thank the guys at Charlie Motors for putting together a phenomenal bit of kit for me. So
fabulous. Yeah. So we haven't got a lot of time, Mike, so how do people find this book if they want to download it and have a read?
They can find more if they just want to follow the conversation on Twitter. It's hashtag Universal Orgasms, or they can go straight to the Amazon website, straight to the Kindle platform, search for Universal Orgasms on there. It costs you £3.07 to have a read, but there's a bit more information on the website about it for you to make an informed decision.
So fabulous.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, well, it's lovely to hear from you. Good luck with the book, good luck with the car, and we'll see you soon, huh?
Thank you. Take care. All the best.
All right, Mike, have a good
day. See you at the Christmas show, no doubt.
September.
Yeah.
Take care.
Cheers, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Lovely Mike Waterton
Mike
there.
Mike Waterton there with his new book. Wow. It all happens in Kent, doesn't it? What was it? Universal Orgasms.
Yeah. Sex sells, they say.
He obviously listened to you earlier, and all that talk of Viagra, obviously...
Well, I think he probably wrote the book a little bit before this morning.
Do you reckon?
If it's already on Amazon.
You reckon he didn't just dash it out in response to your show? You normally claim credit for those kind of things.
Yeah. I'm excited about his car, though. It sounds amazing.
Lovely. We've had a tweet from Julian Connolly as well, who's listening.
Lovely, Julian.
Mm. Do you know what I think we'll do now, though?
Tunage.
I think we'll play a bit of tunage.
I would.
And then when we come back, we can talk to some of our guests. What do you reckon?
Is this what we're going to dance to now?
We're going to have a bit of a dance around the studio.
I remember this from the early 80s.
It was 74, actually.
Oh, was it?
Van McCoy.
It went by in such a flash.
Van McCoy actually died the week before I got married.
Did he?
Yeah, 1979. I just remember it.
I used to do a lovely little tippy toe dance to this.
I bet you did.
And forwards. I
can imagine that now.
It used to be a crowd gathering.
I said there's a Disney film about that, isn't there?
What, my tippy-toe?
Yeah, tippy-toe dancing in a tutu.
You're not thinking of that Dumbo, the elephant.
I am, yeah, that
was
it.
I knew you were, shall we?
Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Van McCoy there, the hustle. We had four disco divas in here. I've been watching them dance.
One in Romanian.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Maruna hasn't got a clue what's going on here.
No.
A bunch of old people were all messing about dancing to a track that was released about 20 years before she was born.
So what year was that? 1974, did you say?
Yeah, it was 74 it was released, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good song, good
tune. It's amazing how time flies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, do you know what? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show our first guest of the day, the absolutely adorable Ali Hollands.
It's not often I get called adorable anymore, but thank you very much.
No,
and
it's a pleasure.
Bless of the Old, that song was released a year after I was born, actually. So
young.
Yeah. Well, it is for you, but you were born then. I was getting married then, so, you know, let's not even go there.
I was on my way to Cairo in 76.
Yeah, she was on her third marriage by then, yeah. Blimey.
Jules is so glamorous, isn't she?
I know, she is, yeah. It's exotic.
I know.
It's exotic is what she
is. I'm feeling the pressure here.
If she wasn't too old, during the First World War, she would have been Mata Hari, she really would.
But I haven't, talking of glamorous, I haven't got a lovely Life is Beautiful on my clavicle.
This is true.
I know. Yeah.
Isn't a clavicle a small piano?
No. It's a shoulder, a little shoulder, that beautiful bone on the shoulder.
It's
a clavicle.
Very feminine part of the body,
yes.
Which is nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it is a very nice tattoo.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it from here.
So on the show, we've had Viagra, Willys and clavicles.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just going to be like that today,
then,
yeah?
And that's just yours. Anyway, enough of all that, Ali. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thanks
it's an absolute
much.
Pleasure to have you on there. We saw you a couple of weeks ago receiving your award at the Kent Women in Business Awards, and we were made up for you because it's totally deserved. Why don't you tell the listener what you won?
Oh, gosh, a whole 2 weeks ago. It was the Kent Women in Business Startup of the Year. So that means I've started my business in the last year. It's a hypnotherapy practice in Maidstone. And because I'm very good at writing, I managed to win an award for it as well. So
you're trying to say cool. you blagged the entry.
No.
Filling in that form was a killer, wasn't it?
I did feel very creative at the time, so it was quite good. It was an amazing night, and
what a fabulous night it was! It
amazing,
was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah. 200, you know, a room full of 200 beautiful, amazing people,
and me,
and you,
yeah,
also looking beautiful, amazing in a velvet jacket, if I remember rightly,
yeah.
Looking rather tasty.
Did you see what they did to me on Facebook with that though?
That was so
on this
fun.
Occasion. No, I missed it.
Well,
do I need to go and look back in my timeline?
You do, because I was wearing a rather fetching, I thought, blue velvet dinner jacket.
You looked hot.
Yeah, yeah. We had, but somebody photoshopped it to purple and put a top hat on and published it as Willy Wonka.
How very rude.
Which I thought was really nasty. Yeah.
Tut tut.
Yeah. Piperous. I know who it was, don't you worry.
Someone Latin.
Yeah. So anyway, Ali, tell us a bit about your business and a bit about you. For those people that don't know much about you, and what motivated you to get this business up and running?
Okay, so my business, I run a clinical hypnotherapy practice in Maidstone called Inspire to Change, and really that's what I do kind of day to day. It's one of the things that I do. What motivated me to start that business was I used to be a sales and marketing copywriter, and I was really interested in persuasive language. So of course, what you do when you're interested in persuasive language is go and take an entire diploma in hypnotherapy, because that's the logical thing you
of
would
course,
do, isn't it?
Obviously.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Why would you not?
Clearly, my subconscious mind had other plans for me. So while I was doing it, even as a student, I was getting just astonishing results. And that's not to say, you know, I was astonishing, but the results were astonishing.
Oh, no, you're astonishing.
Thanks. Yeah, I did feed you that line a little bit there. See how I am with the power of my mind.
I know, I went for it. I tried to resist and I couldn't.
So, in the end, from saying I am never going to do this, I'm just learning it for the language, I decided to set up a practice, mucked around with it for about a year, and then got serious about it last October, at which point engage some of my very, very good, what I call my team around me, which are some really good friends, really good people around me, mentors, support, you know, my team really. So, and taking it from there to one or two clients a week to pretty much almost full now. So in just sort of 6-7 months.
Right. Fabulous. So what's the plan? Where are we going from here?
The plan from here, well, obviously, you know, I've got that up and running. Obviously, it still needs some more work, like we all do. It's still very much a baby, that little business. But actually, what I wanted to do was have a little bit of more balance with that, because although I love doing hypnotherapy, what I figured out quite quickly was I actually adore the business side of it, which is, you know, why I go networking, why I do all that other stuff. And so also now there's something else that I'm launching, and I'm part of something bigger, because that's where I like to be. I like a big community around me. I love that independence or interdependence. And anyone who knows me will be tediously bored of me saying that. So it's an enterprise. It's called Enact, and it's an accountability group. So it's something between networking and training, and I'm launching that in Maidstone. There's a group starting sort of end of May, beginning of June. We've still got a few places left in there, so I'm looking for very passionate business owners for that at the moment.
So again, passion, Viagra, it's all
it's
back.
All
don't
there,
keep,
Julie.
Don't keep encouraging.
It's all back. Radical.
In a minute, I'll say kittens and knickers, and then where will we be?
The whole thing will fall apart. I'm fascinated by that, because it's something that I see that started to happen. Over the last few years, networking itself has been a really big thing. But that's started to morph now, as you said, into this more, I can't remember the phrase you used to describe it, but more of this learning type thing rather than just schmoozing around networking. And that is something that I'm seeing just starting to flower. And obviously you've caught this on the start of a new wave of it. So can you develop that a little bit more? Tell us a little bit about the type of things that Enact actually cover.
Well, what Enact is, it is an accountability group. So what you've got is a group of between 5 and 8 business owners per group.
Right.
Obviously, it's a spread, so you want people from sort of different backgrounds, different experiences, different enterprises. So you've got a good experience there. And it's about businesses working together to help each other grow and to hold each other accountable. So it's like creating your own, a really strong peer group around you, where you can not only support each other, but you can, you know, lovingly give each other a kick up the backside,
sure,
you know, share experience. And obviously it's funny, you know, if you're in business, you'll know that the people you know best are the ones you do the most business with. So it's also you get that collaboration, and then there's an element of training in Enact as well that's available. And the start of it is something called the Act of Attraction in Business, which was created by Tamsin Gary, who's one of the people who was the initiator for Enact. It's, you know, it's
right,
something
okay
that she's put together.
Yeah, I know Tamsin, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, fabulous. Okay. And where are you rolling this out?
The most amazing place. And if you haven't already heard of it, I've already told them today they need to talk to you. They're called Union 23 Co-working.
Oh, Johnny Jensen's place.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's the most amazing space in the middle of Maidstone. It's a co-working space, and they've got a gorgeous room there, which is perfect. This beautiful boardroom right in the middle of Maidstone. Perfect for what we want to do, and really kind of clicks into the whole culture of what we're trying to do with Enact. So
fabulous.
I'm really, really delighted about that.
It's great when something comes together like that.
It was as if they opened specially for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure I remember Johnny ringing me up.
You
missed
a euphemism there?
Yeah. I'm sure. No. I went straight past that. I'm sure Johnny, I remember him ringing me up and saying, do you think I ought to open this rally? And I think, hold on a minute, she's not quite ready. Yeah. So do you have a date when you're launching your first program there?
Well, we're in a bit of a chicken and egg situation here, because what we need is
love a chicken and egg situation.
Don't start talking food. Yeah.
Chicken, see, that's food and sexual euphemism. Yeah. So we're two for two.
Yeah.
Jules is a happy girl now.
Yeah.
So, as I said, chicken and egg situation. What we've got is we've got 2 people definite. Mm-hmm. We've got 2 other people that I'm talking to this Friday who are very, very interested, and a few other people on the periphery who are interested but haven't quite made the decision yet. So
okay,
it's about kind of tipping them over and getting it started. But end of May, beginning of June, we're looking at.
Fabulous. So for our listeners out there, if anybody wants to get involved in this or to find out more, how can they do that?
Well, the first thing they can do is go to the website, which is www.en-act.co.uk, but you'll have have seen that all over the Twitter feed probably by now as well. So if you just Google Enact and have a look at it on Facebook and Twitter, very, very easy to find.
Fabulous.
That's probably the quickest way, or get in touch with me directly and have a chat and find out a bit more.
Okay.
Probably
well,
best thing to
the,
do.
The website is listed on our website, so people can find it there. And can people follow you on the Twitter?
Oh, I'd be delighted.
And what's your Twitter handle?
It's very simple. It's Ali, spelt the right way, A-L-I, and then Hollands, H-O-L-L-A-N-D-S.
So just Ali Hollands.
Ali Hollands.
Fabulous. Ali, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. Been a pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much and continued success with your startup business and your new... Give me the term again that you're calling it, the Enact thing?
It's an accountability group.
Yeah, I love that. So much success with that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Ali, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Delighted, Paul. Thank you.
I'm not talking to Jules. She's annoyed me now with her nonsense so far today. We have had... Oh, I don't know how to read this out, but I'm going to.
Just with your eyes.
We've had a tweet from Job Centre Plus.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Department of Work and Pensions. And apparently, I've just won an award.
Another one?
Well, I've won an award, and I'm not at the awards ceremony, which is unfortunate, because I'm here, obviously.
Are you supposed to be at the awards?
I was supposed to be at the awards ceremony,
okay.
But I'm here.
Well, I could have done the show for you.
You're joking. I wanted a radio station when I came back.
I can twiddle your knobs, dear.
Anyway, I'm very proud and pleased to have been awarded the Community Support Small Business Employer Category
Fantastic.
Award.
Fantastic.
From Johnson Plus. Thank you very much. And I'd just like to say, in mutual admiration, JCP do a fabulous job. They get much maligned for a lot of the things they do. I just would recommend anybody that thinks Job Centre has an easy task to go and work in a job centre for a day and see what they actually have to deal with.
What do they have to deal with?
Well, you can imagine all kinds of things. There's loads of people in very desperate situations trying to get by with their lives, trying to get things sorted out. And Job Centre gets to deal with all of them. It isn't just unemployed people. It's people with all kinds of issues and all kinds of benefits that they're trying to claim or... trying to ask about. So it's a very tough job. It's a very difficult job to do.
And for your award, Paul Andrews, what did they look at in terms of what you were doing?
Community engagement. I've been doing lots of work with Job Centre around Kent, specifically both individual job centres, talking to unemployed groups and looking at strategy and stuff like that. And we also did quite a few Twitter Q&As, which was very innovative for a public sector organisation like the Department of Work and Pensions. It was a really tough task to go online and have an out-in-the-open, unmoderated Twitter Q&A.
Yeah.
And everybody was very nervous about it, but it worked really well when we did it.
Well done.
And we've done a few of them now. So
My hat goes off to you.
Yeah, and to them. More than just me, and to them. They do a fabulous job, and I'm incredibly proud to have been awarded that award. Thank you very much. We've had a tweet from Give Something Back, which is the crowdsourcing website for women entrepreneurs.
Janice Walton is tweeting, and she's saying, how cheeky at VanillaWeb. Bet you don't get that offer every day, twiddling knobs, or knob twiddler, she's put.
Oh, you've
so
started Janice
in.
Off now as well,
yeah,
have you?
Well, she can
Thanks,
be very
Janice.
Cheeky, yes. Yeah. And then... Kent Sevenoaks, the BFAST friends, lovely Sam, is saying, Sevenoaks, the 6th of May, Gents Finer Things, 4 guest speakers, and that's at 6 p.m, followed by Curry in Oaks Spice. So if you want to find out more about that networking meeting on the 6th of May, you can go to www.breakfastfriends.co.uk. Thank you for that.
Thank you, guys. I've got a rather interesting email here. Myth and Culture in the New Paradigm. Poet, visual artist and mythographer.
Woo, have you got a lisp?
Bill Lewis will talk about the importance of myth, storytelling and magic. It's a member slot, a project evaluation, food for your future bids and backers with Faye Blair. And it's on the 13th of May from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. And it's at the Alexander Centre, which is 15 Preston Street, Faversham. And if you are members of Kent Creative, it's £6. Non-members are £8. And you can find out more about it by going to the website, which is www.kentcreativelive.org. Kent Creative Live, all one word, .org. So that's Myth and Culture in the New Paradigm. poet, visual artist and mythographer Bill Lewis on Tuesday the 13th of May.
Super.
Sounds fascinating.
It does. And the Culture Awards are back, the Culture Awards 2014. And this time they're even bigger and better, they say. More categories to enter, new awards for commercial creatives, and entries can be accepted from across the whole of East Kent.
Business Bunker Show at the Women Mean Business Conference.
Are you interrupting me?
Yes. April 2014. There are more than 100 business women
here.
It's
more fascinating than you.
Did you press the wrong button?
A range of exhibitors.
I love it when you get it wrong. Let's listen.
We're hoping to interview as many of the female entrepreneurs as we can today to find out.
It was leaning very heavily on the knobs, I find.
That was really good. Go on, carry on.
Oh, you've turned him off?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're just showing off that you can turn it on and then turn it off. Because
exactly.
I can turn it on, but I don't know how to stop it.
You can never put it back on, yeah.
No. Very clever. Okay, where was I? Oh, Culture Awards 2014. I hear you cry. So there's a special award for Kent's cultural icon. It's not Paul Andrews, you'll be pleased to know. And this is chosen by a public vote. So get ready to choose your favourite and help decide who deserves the trophy. And you can enter now. There are five new categories. Digital award. You should put Fruitworks in for that.
We're expanding.
You are. Best creative campaign. Best project involving children and young people. That would be good for Checkers Deal, who are on the Scoff Quaff show, because they're helping children cook. And creative entrepreneur, as well as an awards familiar from that you're used to from previous years. So you have to look... look it up, Google it, Kent Culture Awards. Thank you.
Cool. Should we play the thing I was going to play?
Oh
now?
Yeah, very rudely interrupted.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be invited once again to the Women Mean Business Conference in Broadstairs last week, having been there the previous year as well. And while I was there, I managed to do a bit of talking, and I also interviewed quite a few people, and I thought it'd be rather nice if we played you some of those interviews. So have a listen to this.
Smashing.
This is Paul Andrews reporting live for the Business Bunker Show at the Women Mean Business Conference in Broadstairs in April 2014. There are more than 100 business women here today in attendance, and there are a range of exhibitors and a fantastic lineup of speakers. We're hoping to interview as many of the female entrepreneurs as we can today to find out more about them and their businesses. Hello, so who do we have here?
My name's Angie Sutton. I'm part of Open Air Promotions.
Hello, Angie. Lovely to meet you. What brings you to the Women Mean Business Conference today?
Well, I was here months and months ago, and I find it a really good event to come and network in. Lots of interest in all the ladies setting up their own businesses, and I just enjoy being here as part of it.
It is a fabulous event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us what your business is again.
We're event organisers. We tend to organise large open-air events that are free to the public, and we try and raise all the money to pay for it by sponsorship and local communities getting together to do things.
Wow. So what have you got in the pipeline at the moment? What are you working on right now?
Well, we're organising the Folkestone Air Show on the 7th of June. Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to that. We've got all day. We've got the Red Arrows coming. We've got the Blades coming. We've got the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, the Tucano, the Tutor, and lots of others. And we're trying to raise money at the moment to get the Breitling Wing Walkers. So we're doing backpacks. We're selling... raffle tickets, we're doing anything, we've got merchandise, just to pay for them so that we know that this is the people's air display.
Fabulous. So if businesses want to get involved with you, how do they do that?
The easiest way is to get hold of Open Air Promotions Limited by going onto the website, either the Airshow website, which is www.folkestoneairshow.com, or openairpromotions.co.uk.
As it happens, the first of those is already listed on the Kent Business Radio website, but we will certainly put the other one on there.
Oh, look,
so
who
so
I've just bumped out into.
It's the absolutely adorable Betsy Aidenyance. Hello, Betsy. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Another day, another place.
Another place, yes, indeed. It was lovely being on your show yesterday.
Just for those of you that don't know, and there can't be anybody out there that doesn't know, Betsy was on the Business Bunker show yesterday.
Yeah, it was, and it was fabulous, and we had the giggles. Couldn't stop for about an hour and a half, and... the Twitter response to the show was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And we were talking about your new venture. Why don't you tell the listeners again a little bit about your new venture?
Women Give Something Back is just a place, a website where people, women can go women, we say mostly, but men are welcome too, and give back something to women who are less fortunate. So, and Maggie, who works for Crab Patch, she puts it in different patches and distributes the money between all the patches of women businesses who want to start up and who are a bit less fortunate than the rest of us.
Fabulous. So, is there any advice you give to people that are reluctant to come on the Business Bunker show and talk to us?
Absolutely not. It's just fabulous. Jules is absolutely bonkers, but she's adorable, and Paul, you know, absolutely amazing show. It's so valuable for businesses in Kent. There's nothing like this anywhere else that I know of, and I've lived everywhere, so I'll tell you that. And it's been useful for a lot of people if they want to launch their business. They're a bit timid. They don't want to be on TV, in the papers. Just come to the radio, talk to Paul, talk to Jules. And
well, hello, this is Annabelle back here, one of the speakers from today's Women Mean Business Conference. What a fabulous speech you did, Annabelle. Hello.
Hi, thank you very much.
And how are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
Cool. So why don't you tell all of our listeners a little bit about Annabelle and your business?
My name is Annabelle Kay, and my business is Coffee Clatch, and I help entrepreneurs get value from the people they pay, freelancers and people who they don't regard as staff.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you do that.
I help people do it by helping them track what sort of relationship they should be having, making sure they've contracted for it properly in plain English, so we all know what we're doing.
Oh, that always helps, doesn't it?
It does. I don't think Latin is a big language these days, so I try and keep it out of our agreements. And I help them make sure it's properly set up for tax and copyright and all the things that help you grow your business.
So these are businesses, possibly small businesses, that are using temporary contract freelance staff?
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to a woman just now who's only using volunteers, and we have a free volunteers agreement on our website just to get people started.
Fabulous. What a fabulous idea. Fabulous. How did you come up with that?
What, the idea of the website or the...
Yeah,
the, I felt that we were all getting sidetracked by trying to get out of employment law and not having enough staff. We thought, oh, it's so much easier, we won't bother. But a lot of women entrepreneurs are getting bitten about 5 years in because they haven't got the right arrangements and they're not getting what they're paying for. So I thought, why not fix it? We need more successful businesses.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. What a fabulous thing to do. Can you give us a shout for your website?
www.coffeeklatch, that's K-O-F-F-E-E-K-L-A-T-C-H, coffeeklatch.co.uk.
Thank you, Annabelle. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
You too.
There are so many fascinating businesses here, and I've just bumped into another lady with a very unusual business name. So why don't you tell the listeners who you are?
Hello, my name is Kiara Stone, and my business is Hubie New World.
Hubie New World. I love that. So tell us what Hubie New World does, Kiara.
We create a range of different products, mainly children's jewellery. These are all created from my own illustrations, and they come with little character profiles, sort of amusing character profiles. Most of them are animals. We have whales, foxes, elephants, and other of them are food items.
Right, so you design these things yourself?
I do. I design all of the characters myself, and my husband writes the character profiles. He's a children's author.
So it's a true family business. You design them, hubby writes the profiles, and who makes the jewellery?
We assemble them all ourselves in the evening while our children are asleep.
Wow, that is a family manufacturing business. You can't say further than that. And where are you based, Kiara?
We're based in Ramsgate.
Wow, okay, so you're locally as well.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. So if we want to find out more about Hubie New, Hubie New World, how do we do that?
You can find us online. It is www.hubienewworld.co.uk.
I think you better spell that.
Yeah, it's HOOBYNOO and then world.co.uk.
HOOBYNOOWORLD.co.uk. That's fabulous. Enjoy the rest of your day. An absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
So, who do we have here?
I'm Felicity, and I champion women's golf.
Wow. Hello, Felicity. It's lovely to meet you. So what brought you to the Women Mean Business Conference today?
Well, I wanted to meet women who want to get into golf or want to use golf as a tool to enable them to develop themselves and build confidence and use golf as another way of getting out there in front of businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a well-known thing that in the corporate world, in the male business world, that golf is a big business tool, I suppose, if you like to call it that.
Yes, it is, and I think women should embrace it a lot more than they're doing at the moment, and I'm here to support them to be able to do that.
Okay, so what brought you personally into golf in the first place?
It's family led, really. But I didn't take up golf till my late 20s, but I could have started when I was about 6. And I just, I started seeing a company that I used to work for in organising their golf days, and I just realised how exciting it was to be involved in such a social environment, but with business as well.
Absolutely. My old mum took up golf age 50. My mum and dad, in their mid-80s now, both play twice a week still.
Fabulous.
Good stuff, isn't it? So where are you based, Felicity?
Well, I'm based just outside Maidstone, but I have a website, so I'm building a community of women who want to play golf in the South East or UK-based, so I'm growing my business.
Okay, so you're not affiliated to one particular golf course?
No, I encourage women to play golf, but I also help golf clubs to attract more women to their golf clubs.
Oh, wow. So it's a double-edged sword. Fabulous. So how do we find out more about you and your business?
Okay. Well, you can log on to my website, which is www.forewomen.co.uk.
Presumably with that's F-O-R-E.
Yeah, F-O-R-E, women.co.uk. And my Twitter is F-O-R-E, underscore, women. And you can email me at info@forwomen.co.uk.
Brilliant. That's fabulous. Thank you. We will put the links to your website and your Twitter handle and all those things on the Business Bunker website. For the moment, Felicity, thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Nice to meet you.
And you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you.
Hi, I'm Hazel from Oasis Domestic Abuse Service.
Hello, Hazel. Nice to meet you. Are you enjoying the Women Mean Business Conference?
Yes.
It's a fabulous turnout, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay, so tell us a bit about your business and what you do.
Okay, so we support women who are high risk victims of domestic abuse. Oh my God, I can't talk. and we basically support people in the Thanet community and the East Kent community, and actually all across Kent, giving them support. But we are also working to prevent domestic abuse developing in young people's relationships. So we're here to meet women who have businesses who can connect with our cause and who would want to help us fundraise and also to help us develop our services across Kent.
Fabulous. So how are you a charity? How are you funded?
Yes, we're a charity. So we're part funded by the government, and we're also commissioned to do our IDVA work, which are independent domestic abuse advisors, but we're also funded by the public, and they help us do our work, especially in schools, to prevent children falling into negative relationships. So that's where businesses and people in Thanet and East Kent particularly can really help us improve what we're doing and what we're striving towards.
Fabulous. What a fabulous thing to do. Can you give us some contact details so that if people want to find out more about your organisation, they can?
So you can follow us on Twitter at Oasis DA Service, or you can find us on Facebook, Oasis Domestic Abuse Service, or our website is under reconstruction at the moment, but it will be coming soon at oasisdaservice.org.
Fabulous. Pleasure to meet you, Hazel. Thank you so much for that. What a fabulous day we're having here so far. The weather's beautiful outside, and there are over 100 lady entrepreneurs in this building, and I've just bumped into another one. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Nikki Curran.
Hello, Nikki. It's lovely to meet you. What brings you to the Women Mean Business Conference today?
I want to do lots of networking and promote my business, as well as learning lots of new things for the fantastic speakers we've had today.
Fabulous. So tell us a little bit about your businesses.
I've got three businesses, two with my husband, which is Toastmasters for weddings and events. The other one is Opening Champagne with a Sabre, which you might have seen.
I've seen that, yeah, wow.
And the third one is I'm a personal travel advisor with Atlas Travel.
Fabulous. Well, let's dissect those one at a time, because there's three really interesting businesses there. So first of all, you're doing social media, but did you say for a specific marketplace? Did you say weddings and things like that? Did I hear you right?
You did indeed, yes. We do weddings, corporate events, shop openings, you name it. Anything where there's a crowd of people needing directing, we're the people.
Wow, okay. And what's the name of that business?
That's your Toastmasters.
Right, okay. And then you do smashing the tops off of bottles with a sabre.
No, we take them off very safely. No smashing required. Yes, that's Kentish Sabours, again, with my husband Jonathan. And we teach people and we perform the opening of champagne with a sabre, which is called sabrage.
I have seen Jonathan do that, and he does it very expertly too.
He does indeed, as does Hilary Steele from Kent Women in Business.
Yeah, indeed. I was there. I saw it.
Yeah, it was super. She did it superbly in front of so many people, which shows it is actually very easy once you have the right technique.
Absolutely. And your third business?
The third business is a personal travel advisor with Atlas Travel.
Fabulous. So, I mean, are you organising holidays for people or corporate travel or a bit of both?
A bit of both. I do a lot of, I've got a few business clients who phone me up very last minute to have flights. Likewise, got a lot of family, single parents, you name it, anything to do with travel. I've also got a pilot who just phones me every now and again for his car parking.
Oh, wow.
Totally random experiences within travel, anything at all.
Fabulous. So how do we find out more about your businesses? Have you got some websites where we can go and have a look?
Absolutely. I've got three. So we've got Your Toastmasters, which is yourtoastmasters.co.uk, Kentish Sabours, which is obviously kentishsabours.co.uk, and of course Atlas Travel, ltd.co.uk.
Fabulous. We will let people know about that by putting it on the Business Bunker website. Thank you for joining us on the show and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin. There were some interviews conducted at the Women Mean Business Conference live last week. Next week, we're going to have another 10 interviews that were done at that particular event, which was a fabulous event. But right now, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guest to the Business Bunker show. It is really, I was going to say fabulous, but I think I've said fabulous enough, actually.
You know, when you first met me, you never used to say fab or fabulous.
No, so I've got it from you. I caught it from you. I was never pretentious.
It's like
until I met
pretentious,
you.
Pretentious, moi.
Yeah. Anyway, it's absolutely fabulous. It actually is fabulous to welcome to the Business Bunker show, Debbie King from the University of Kent, Kent Business School, and one of her students, Miruna Beldiman. So welcome to the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Debbie, why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about University of Kent, Kent Business School, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm a lecturer for the University of Kent, but for Kent Business School. University of Kent, obviously on everybody's doorsteps, we're a top 20 university, so we're very, very proud of that. And we attract some incredible students from all around the world, but also a significant amount from the local community. We've got two campuses, one at Canterbury, one at Medway. I actually work on the Medway campus, and actually the majority of our students there are from South East London and Kent, whereas Canterbury also attracts a lot of international students.
Sure.
So as I say, I'm a lecturer there. I lecture in retail management, which is my key love, because prior to academia I worked for Marks and Spencer's.
So you had a proper job.
I had a proper job. Indeed I did. Indeed I did. And yeah, I worked my way up from store management, finished off as a buying executive.
Wow. So
yeah, had a fabulous job. But equally, you know, having started a family, moved into academia, and have been working in higher education for over 6 years now. And I love University of Kent. Although I can't be very rude, just in case any of my students are listening and I have one sitting next to me, we are equally passionate about our students, about giving them a really grounded education. At the business school, we primarily teach, well, we teach lots of different courses, but primarily business and management, accounting and management, international business. My colleagues now are going to be aghast because I've not mentioned their course, but you know, very relevant to the business community who are listening in today.
Absolutely. We have talked to various people, various of your colleagues, like Dr. Simon Raby and David Williamson, who organises business events for the university, and the BIG project, and all kinds of fabulous things that they do. We're going to talk about something slightly different today.
I'm just laughing because while you're chatting this, you know, really riveting, there's a window clear behind you. I was just watching. First of all, I thought it was raining. Then I saw this person appear. He's got a squeegee.
It's not actually a window cleaner. It's actually the CIA.
trying to listen in.
Yeah, they're trying to listen into our show.
Sorry, do carry on. Just
I can't give away too many trade secrets then.
Had you noticed?
I had actually. I'm trying to avoid getting any eye contact with him. But no, so we, you know, we do a lot of good work. We've actually, in the business school, we have just gone through a whole redesign of our courses that we run. Mm. As I say, you know, we're really passionate about making sure our students are really employable when they leave university. You hear a lot of things in the newspapers, you know, right across the country about graduates not having jobs. That isn't the case for our students. Mm. We spend a lot of time and effort working with them. And what I've come on to the show today is to do is to promote our placement scheme.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really, really, really unique. It's an old-fashioned sandwich course, basically, right. In old money. So our students in Medway, it's compulsory. They do a four-year degree.
Right.
And they spend their third year out on placement, working in an area of business that is appropriate for their skills. Mm. In Canterbury, it's an optional course, but we do have a really high take-up there. To be quite frank, Paul, many universities don't run these schemes anymore because they are so expensive.
Sure.
But at Kent Business School, we feel it's our USP. Mm. And particularly as students now spending a lot of money on their degrees, we feel, you know, it's highly appropriate that we make sure, firstly, we teach them relevant courses, and secondly, that we support them in getting a job when they graduate.
Absolutely. I know this isn't particularly your area, but it's one of the things that I've been involved with the University of Kent, which is the employability points scheme as well, which was pioneered by UKC.
Yes.
And again, it's all part of the ethos, as you say, of making your students not only academically and intellectually work ready, but attitudinally work
Definitely.
Ready. And that's been one of the things that a lot of employers have moaned about in general, not about your students, but in general about the youth of today.
Yes.
And so the university has done an awful lot of work on that. And, as a Kent employer, we're enormously grateful for that because it's starting to produce people out into the workplace that are work ready.
Yeah, we think... certainly, you know, my other role, as well as being a lecturer at KBS, I'm also head of placements and employability. And, you know, for example, this currently we've got over 100 students looking for placements. Mm. So there's plenty of opportunities for your listeners to engage. And I suppose I really wanted to come on to join you today to really say to your listeners that, you know, there's... They're very talented students. They've got 2 years of business education under their belts already.
Yeah.
But they do need you know, that opportunity to really get, to go out and to shine. And they can make a huge difference to organisations. You know, many of my students do go into the city. They go to the FTSE 100 companies. But what we're certainly encouraging now in the university is for that talent to go into Kent businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would almost do a shout out to say if there's any businesses out there, particularly if you're looking to expand, even if you've never had a graduate before, this might be an opportunity for you to test the water with one of our placement students. And many of them do go on to get full-time jobs with those companies.
Absolutely.
So again, particularly as many of our students are local, they want to stay local when they graduate. So if you've, you know, if they're a bit sort of tried and tested, it's almost a good sort of recruitment policy.
Absolutely. I mean, having used this scheme in various ways, we had a chap called Luke Wild that worked for us a couple of years ago on exactly this kind of scheme, and he was brilliant. One of the things that I think a lot of employers, especially small employers, have a perception about, and I think to some extent I did too until Luke joined us, was that basically, like a lot of these schemes, you're going to have a young person kind of swan into the office and you think, oh, you know, well, you can make the coffee or you can do this.
Yeah.
But in fact, they actually bring a lot of skills with them.
Yes.
And we were blown away by the lad that we had, Luke. He hit the ground running and he did stuff we couldn't do.
Yeah.
It was a real revelation that not only did we have someone here that was, you know, intellectually bright but had no experience, he actually had experience that we didn't have that he could bring to our business. And I think that is one of the biggest eye-openers for me as an employer that I came across with that scheme.
Yeah. No, we, you know, that's very common, that type of feedback, and I'm really pleased you had a good experience. Mm. We actually, you know, we support the students finding jobs. We help the employers as well through that process. So what we can do is if an employer is interested, they send us a job advert. We post that out to all of our students. So there's no cost involved in any of that. We can set up interviews at either of the campuses. We can shortlist. So we try to make it as painless as possible for employers to engage with us. And then when the student's out on placement, we do a 3-month telephone call just to check the employer and the students are happy, and then we go and visit after 6 months. So, you know, it's really important to stay in touch. If either the student or the employee have an issue, they can call me. And, you know, we can, which I have to say is very, very rare, but we are there. You know, we don't just abandon them. But as you say, they're proper jobs we're looking for.
Absolutely.
So we do have a criteria for that.
Yeah. And I just want to explore, if possible, some of the skills that your students actually come equipped with.
Yes.
And how they can be so useful to employers. And again, I emphasise the small business side of this because that's primarily where this show is aimed. And we deal with some of the 61,000 small businesses in Kent. And small businesses, actually, I think, can benefit from this more than some larger businesses in some extent because of the range of skills.
Yes.
Just cover some of the things that your students have learned and have got some experience in.
Of course. So in their first 2 years, they study, you know, basic accounting, they study HR management, strategy, they cover law. Goodness, what other new business startups, entrepreneurial skills, you know, a whole range of different skills that they can bring to the party. And I think what we try to promote with our students is working for a smaller organisation. Actually, you know, they get to use all those opportunities rather than if they just go into a large organisation, they probably will end up just doing the one job for a year. So I'll give you an example. Now, I've got Marina sitting next to me, so she can speak shortly. But I had one student last year work for Bluebird Care. He went in to do a marketing job. He'd done that within a month. So he was saying, well, okay, I finished that, what can I do next? And they were like, my God, we thought that was going to take a whole year. So he then went on to totally review their HR policies. He was also able, although you know, not a lawyer, but he was also able to talk to them about business law and how that applied to their clients and their staff. And then he went on to do some social media work for them, which obviously the younger generation are much better equipped to
deal
with than I am or probably many of the other business owners. So, you know, they come with a vast range of skills. They're highly motivated. They see this as being a really important part of their degree program. And I have to say, when they come back to us in the fourth year, they are different people. It's lovely to see how they've grown and developed in that year in industry.
Yeah, absolutely. But I couldn't emphasise this more from my own experience and some of the experiences we're already hearing about on Twitter here, and I'll read the tweets in a moment, of people that have done this and how blown away they were by this fact that they're not employing people with nothing to offer.
No.
You know, it is so often looked at as if it's a drag. You're going to have somebody trawling around your office, you know, with a surly attitude, not knowing what to do. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Yes.
You're the only one with a surly attitude.
I'm the one with a surly attitude. And it's young people with up-to-date, I mean, really up-to-date knowledge about running a business.
Yes. And they're so fast. Yeah. That's what I notice with young. You know, you just watch them, you know, type or do anything on an iPhone. They're like, blah, 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 you know, which I'm going stab, stab, stab with my digit.
No, absolutely. So, no, they have got a lot to offer. You know, we have criteria, so they're available from June. So as soon as they finish their exams every year, they have to find a job to start between June and September. And then the students need to do a minimum of 44 weeks, but they can do up to 15 months because they don't return to us until the following September. So there's a lot of mileage in that. So these are, you know, proper jobs. We are asking them to have some sort of supervisory or some sort of management or project management type role, or at least something they get their teeth stuck into. And they do have to write a report at the end of it, which is marked academically as part of their final degree. So, you know, this is really serious for them. Not only do they get the business skills, but actually it's a marked piece of work. But as I say, you know, certainly it's a bit of the secret of our success, if I'm honest with you, only that our recruitment, despite the fact of the fees going up 2 years ago, our recruitment at Kent Business School has been higher than ever. And I think that is a lot down to the credit to our students who go out into the workplace. They're great ambassadors for us, and the fact that we do spend so much time and effort working on their employability skills with them.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet here from ITL.
Okay.
International Technology Limited.
Yes.
It says, hi, Business Bunker. ITL hired a Kent Business School graduate last year who was taught by Debbie Kemp.
Yay!
Yeah. the graduate was full of enthusiasm and told us about the great industry links that university have, and we have been incredibly pleased with him.
Fantastic.
So that's fabulous.
That's great. And will they take another one?
Yeah.
Or two, or maybe three.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, and we've had two or three other people that are mentioning their experiences of it, and we'll cover those in a minute. Yeah. I tell you what, it'll be really nice now to have a little chat with Miruna Beldeman.
Hello.
Hi, Miruna, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. And why don't you tell us a little bit about you first, just a brief bit about you, and then tell us about your experiences of work experience.
All right, so I'm a third year business and management student with a year in industry. I'm currently doing my placement at Kent Business School.
Right.
So it's very fun, and right. I really enjoy it.
So what kind of work are you doing there?
I'm a student experience assistant. So my main role is to improve student engagement and to facilitate the communication between staff and students.
Because
sometimes being a student, it might be awkward to go to your lecturer or so to ask for advice. Mm. Or if you have a problem, it's easier to talk to someone your age.
Sure.
So that's
What Jules finds out as well.
There's no one my age. Yeah, that's the trouble. Yeah,
yeah. Just God. Or Noah. Yeah, sorry.
So that's my main task. I'm also managing the business society. So we bring in speakers. We had Rob Smith from BBC Southeast.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Coming in, he gave a speech a couple of weeks ago. We're having different speakers. We had a big event called Europe Day, so we celebrated Europe Day. So we have different things. We're trying to make events and bring in speakers for students because it really motivates you when you hear from someone from the industry talking about your experience.
Sure. So how long have you been how long have you been actually working?
Since September.
Since September.
Yes.
So it was about 8 months or so now.
Yes.
And so you've got 4 months to go of that, and then back to academic stuff.
2 months.
Yeah, okay, cool. just listening to you talk, you've obviously thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
From your point of view, have you gained anything from the experience that you didn't expect to, or, you know, how's it worked out for you?
It's brilliant. Mm. I can see the difference between me before I started my placement year and me now.
Right.
Because I'm more confident and I improved managerial skills, project management, marketing, everything. Because you do so many things and you're so enthusiastic because you're so young and you want to gain experience that you learn a bit of everything.
Absolutely,
really.
You do.
It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the head with that because, again, with smaller enterprises, we tend to not have specific roles. Or if we do have specific roles, you have to be a bit of a generalist too. Mm. And you have to do more than one thing, you know, because smaller businesses don't tend to do things in silos. So that kind of enthusiasm and approach is useful too because you have a broad experience. So that when you do graduate with your first,
hopefully,
and you go out into the wider world, you're going to have a better understanding of the kind of opportunities you've got as well.
Yeah, you can see how this placement year changes you. Mm. I wanted a degree with a placement year anyway, because I had an offer from Warwick and from CAS Business School.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a year in industry, so I chose Kent.
Rubbish, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would make the same choice if I had to.
Right.
It's brilliant.
Okay. Maruna, how are you finding the change of culture from Romania, where you come from? Are you from a big town or a city, or are you from a small village?
I'm from Bucharest, the capital.
Bucharest, okay.
It was quite a big change. It was shocking. I was, of course, homesick.
Yeah.
It was difficult, but I got used to it.
Okay.
It's fantastic how you change as an international student. It's easier to learn how to take care of yourself and how to cook and everything. And you're more open to change, definitely.
Good. Well done.
And more than that, as someone from a different culture and a different country and a different language, and I'm sure, I mean, your English is excellent. I'm sure
Thank
it was
you.
Probably pretty good when you first arrived. But that allied to what you've undertaken as well, enormous respect to someone very young who has put themselves in a position to gain all of that experience, and that's just brilliant, and much respect to you for doing that.
Thank you.
Do you know what you'd like to do when you've graduated?
Well, I would definitely like to go into further studies, a master, MBA.
Don't want to do that. Let me tell you, yeah, you don't want to do that. That's exactly what happened to the one I had, Luke, who was brilliant. I offered him a job and he went back to university. What good was that? It's pointless. Don't do it. Come and work for me.
But I'm very open. We'll see what life brings.
Yeah, sure. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that as an approach at all. Because it's interesting. I did quite a few talks in schools and colleges and universities about the world of work. And, of course, a lot of people say to me, well, I don't really know what I want to do. But, of course, none of us do, really. Mm. And the world of work changes so rapidly now that even if you did, it will probably change in a couple of years' time. Yeah. And that old interview chestnut, where do you want to be in 5 years' time, is really easy to answer. The answer is, I don't know, because it hasn't been invented yet. So getting a breadth of experience, as you've done, is incredibly valuable both to you and future employers. So much power to you. Well done.
Thank you.
Let's turn back to Debbie just briefly now, as we're running towards the end of the show. As you said, Debbie, quite a few times, the University of Kent has a fabulous reputation that's been developing in this field over the last few years. Because, again, without being funny, UKC had to adapt to this as well. You know, with the introduction of tuition fees a few years ago, a lot of universities were sitting there going, "Boo, blimey, are we going to have any students?"
Yeah, quite.
So you've had to reinvent yourselves develop a USP to get students to come along, which you've done incredibly successfully by doing this. And your placement rates are incredibly high, not just out of the business school, but out of a number of the schools across the campus. So, you know, if people want to find out more about this, how can they go about doing it? What's the best thing to do if there are employers out there going, okay, well, let's find out what this is about and what we need to do?
Yeah, well, by all means, you know, contact me, contact my team. We're more than happy to come out and talk to people.
Right.
You know, appreciating with small businesses, time is precious, so we'll come to you. Hmm. We can talk about your specific needs. As I say, actually recruiting a student is very, very easy. Yeah. We have even a generic job description to save, you know, appreciating some small companies don't have HR departments, so
absolutely,
we can do all of that for you. I can assure you, our success rate is fantastic. Our students thoroughly enjoy their placements, but more importantly, the employers get a lot out of it. So you know, it's a great scheme. So, you know, please, you can contact me direct on debbie.kemp@kent.ac.uk, or otherwise I'm sure we'll post up some details on
If anybody wants to get a hold of Debbie, or indeed any of the other schools, you know, some of the other schools within the university also have similar schemes. I'm involved with the School of Digital Engineering and Arts, and they have a similar scheme. So if you want to find out about any of those schemes, do come to me and I will put you in touch with the relevant people at the university. Or as Debbie said, you can email Debbie at debbie.king@kent.ac.uk. So do that. For the moment, Debbie and Miranda, thank you so much for joining us on Business Bunker Show. We've got a few minutes left on the show, so feel free to join in with the last few minutes. But we're absolutely pleasure to have you on the show, and we wish you much success. And I can only emphasise once more, for those businesses out there that are looking to hire people, and I know how difficult it is to hire people at the moment, and how difficult it is to hire people with skill, you know, please do look at this. You will be massively surprised about the experience that already exists amongst these students. It is not onerous, and it is not the type of thing where you take someone on and then can't find anything for them to do. They will make their own work to a large extent because they will have ideas that you haven't thought of, trust me. So thank you so much.
Thanks for your opportunity. Thanks
to you guys for coming on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. I think what we'll do, Jules, is a couple more emails.
Let's.
And we'd better catch up with Twitter as well.
Well, you know, Paul Andrews, this show is not just thrown together, because we go on from talking about creative academic young things such as the lovely Maruna next to me on my left, and we've got Ambition House, the Marcus and Diego who are holding a 2014 demo day. It's on May the 21st. Now, you could probably go to this, Marona. I mean, I could come with you. and I'll introduce you to Marcus and Diego if you don't already know them. But it's 6 o'clock to 8:30. Six startups, mobile software technology, pitching for angel seed stage investment, £40,000 to £100,000, and they say entertainment, wine, and food also provided. So definitely worth going. It's the first of two events with the follow-up demo day taking place in September to demonstrate progress over time. It's a private event, so you do need to get tickets. And for the full event description, I'm going to read out the website here. It's www.ambitionhouse.com, and it will be on the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. But what these guys do is they're trying to stop the students from, once they graduate, all whizzing off to London or Paris or New York to take on jobs. They're trying to keep them in Kent and to work, you know, so we don't lose the old brain drain.
They're graduates of the university there, and I think their business is actually still based at the university. And they're doing some fabulous stuff, but they've got some massive contacts, but not just locally. They do a lot of work with a big German organization, I happen to know. And what they're trying to do is they put together projects using graduates from the various schools at University of Kent and Canterbury and other places, to actually, as you quite rightly say, Jules, to stay local and do the kind of interesting work that once one would have had to have gone to London to do or whatever. So no, fabulous. So, and they've got a lot of credibility with those.
I just remembered they're actually, I think, at the school there, the Canterbury where Body and Mind is, you know, the Canterbury, what's that called, that school? Canterbury College, isn't it? No, Canterbury School.
Canterbury High School.
Canterbury High School, yeah. They're there.
Moved to the office.
Knights Avenue, there. I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Canterbury High
but
School.
But worth you getting in touch with them, both of you.
Yeah, cool.
And another one, there's news from Discover Folkestone, Hythe and Romney Marsh. Extra special festival season ahead. Preparations for Folkestone's festivals, events and entertainment season are well underway, and the forecast is it's going to be the best in southeast England, and there'll be hundreds of thousands of visitors and contribute millions of pounds to the local economy. So let's just start with the June events. That's the 7th and 8th. There's the amazing Folkestone Air Show. And the 13th to the 15th, you've got Folkestone's multicultural event. And then on the 21st, you've got the Club Day Carnival in Lydd. And then on the 21st to the 30th, you've got the Hythe Festival. And that's all going on in June. And these festivals go right the way on, all these events, through the summer. So we'll be reading them out regularly. They go right through till November the 6th, when you get the Folkestone Triennial, I can't say that.
Try what?
Triennial.
Try again.
Triennial, which the date will be announced, but there's the Folkestone Book Festival as well.
Fabulous.
Now, to find out more, go to www.discoverfolkestone.co.uk.
Brilliant. We're fast running out of time on the Business Bunker Show. We have 161 tweets stacked up. Wow. And we got a few emails still to read, so we'll try and cover as many of them as we can. But if we don't get round to you, I do apologise, but we do run out of time quite quickly. We've had a tweet from Mark at the Whitstable Stove Shop, and he says, "Hello, we're extending our spring offer on stoves to a greater range. This will save people a lot of money if they apply soon. You can find out about that by going to their website, which is whitstablestoveshop.co.uk, or you can follow them on the Twitter at Whitstable Stove." So do that.
And Nick Hutt in Taunton, Somerset, is enjoying the show. He says, "Great show, Paul Andrews, and especially Jules Serkin."
He doesn't say that, so I'm going to check.
Yeah, he does. He says, "Even his bio is, even highly successful entrepreneurs need accountability, collaboration and training." And that's just what he does, business support, community and groups. And they deliver all three. So that is at Enact Community if you want to follow them. And also, a while back, somebody, what was it, Richard Barnes was tweeting me mention something.
We're catching up with somebody, so the tweets are from about half an hour ago.
Yeah, hang on, I'll find him scrolling.
Well, while you're doing that, we had a tweet half an hour ago from Venom Tech.
Oh, hello.
Steve Trim and the gang.
Yeah.
Over at Venom Tech, and they say, "Sorry, we're late, Vanilla Web, but we just tuned into the Business Bunker
Tardy.
Show. And we tuned in at a very interesting moment." So good.
Oh, what was that then?
Well, I don't know, because it was 30 minutes ago. What were you waffling about 30 minutes
Willy's,
ago?
Willy's, I think.
Probably, yeah. He's probably got a deadly spider for you.
I'm going from memory, because I've found Richard Barnes. He's got a little blue Twitter egg. You'll see him, and he's at Richard something or other. and at Richard's Locker. Looker, I haven't got my glasses.
Looker, it's a magazine, it's a local newspaper.
And he's asking, I know that, I just didn't know if he was part of it. He's asking for any Romney Marsh or that area business news. If you've got any, please send it to at Richard Looker on the Twitter. Yep. So there, I've done it.
Thank you. We've had the Seven Oaks Breakfast Friends group have said they're listening in, and what a great show it is, so thank you.
He obviously means my part, not yours.
Undoubtedly. Yeah.
Kent Invicta Chamber, they've got the After Hours Club, 6 to 7:30 p.m. There's no need to book, they say, just turn up and look for your next new clients. So Tuesday the 6th of May at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. Tuesday the 6th of May also at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. Tuesday the 20th of May at the Abbott Spartan with the fabulous Janice Watton. And Tuesday the 20th of May also at the Ramada Encore Chatham. Encore.
Do it again then.
Encore.
I have teamed up with Denise Malloy of DMA Associates to
have
run a short course to address critical issues that can prevent business owners from achieving the performance they want from their staff and business partners. Top performance is achieved through effective leadership, and that includes surrounding yourself with the right people who can do the best job. If you don't get it right, it can be expensive. So what do you do to manage this situation? In this interactive short course, we will consider the management, legal and practical issues required to lead a high performance workforce. Whether you currently employ staff or are thinking of taking on your first employee, this course will help you get it right. The key businesses we will cover include business planning, attracting the right people to achieve your plan, your legal responsibilities as employer and business partner, leading your team to maximize personal team and business growth, and managing performance for retention and growth. This takes place on Thursday the 1st of May, and it's from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and it's happening at 70 Churchill Square, King's Hill, and the cost is a miserly £35, and that's from Kate Lawson. And you can find out more about this course and others at www.elementlaw.co.uk.
Jules. Beautifully read. Sorry, I'm tweeting. Business Community Breakfast, Getting and Giving at BCB. This month's BCB is concentrating on local innovation with potential grants available from Medway Council. And Andrew Kent from the Council will be giving full details in his presentation. We'll also be hearing about opportunities to assist two charities, Tools with a Mission, who recycle discarded tools for people in Africa, and Fields of Life, whose aim is to change a child's life forever. And the breakfast is on Thursday the 8th of May, and you need to go to www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Lots of time for networking, they say.
Fabulous.
We've That's got from Ken Wheeler.
Oh, well done, Ken. We've got a tweet from a new listener on the Twitter there, Quantum787, and she says, enjoying the Business Bunker Show, passionate on all levels, and that's from Val B, who on the Twitter is Quantum787. Thank you, Val. It's very kind of you to say so. We are passionate about business on this show.
We are. Indeed. Kent Invicta Chamber have got a networking breakfast with business, and it includes a full English breakfast, 8 to 9:30, and it's Thursday the 1st of May at Salomon's in Tunbridge Wells, and then Friday the 23rd of May at Buckmore Park, including karting at Chatham. So how do you network when you're going around whizzing around in a go-kart, I wonder? You don't have to answer that.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, that's going to take a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right.
Janice Watton is too young to remember Pinky and Perky.
Janice?
Yeah, because she was saying, she said we were like the Ant and Dec of whatever on
Pinky
that.
Pinky and Perky.
So I said that Taywell Ice Cream, Alistair Jessel, had called us the Pinky and Perky of radio.
Yeah.
Of course, she's too young to know what Pinky and Perky
it's
are.
It's one of the drawbacks these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's too young for everything.
Yeah, except us.
Except you.
Except you. You're a lot older than me. At least, what are you, 20 years older? Something like that. Federation of Small Business.
I'm glad everyone laughed.
29th of April, is that manana?
No, it's today.
No, it's today. Oh, tonight. 6 o'clock tonight, South Kent Branch get together. It's at the Burlington Hotel, 3 to 5 Earls Avenue, Folkestone. That's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 22HR. If your business is based in the Ashford or Shepway area, welcome to join us. What if your business isn't? I'm sure they'd let you in.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Oh. We've had a tweet from Lisa Settle.
Hello.
And Lisa runs Telco, the telecoms company over there on the Rochester Medway City Estate. And she says, listening in to Debbie Kemp, and it's fabulous to hear about the pre-employment support giving to students.
So, is that your phone?
It is.
Do you tell us to put our phones on silent?
It's on silent.
I bet it's your mum. It's probably your mum.
It was my bank manager, actually.
Sorry,
I'm going to read that again.
Go on.
Lisa Settle, who's from Telcare Limited, the telecoms company over on the Medway City Estate, she says, listening into Debbie King and the fabulous to hear about the pre-employment support given to students.
Thank you, Lisa.
Pleasure. Right, go on, eh?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm tweeting Stephen Jenner.
Yeah, so you're playing with your phone.
Distracting me.
It was probably you that rang me.
No, it was your mum. Make sure you got your clean underwear on. Okay, so there is a Young Enterprise. This is the 1st of May. Young Enterprise in Kent and Medway. It's the Company of the Year final. Oh, this is exciting. 5 to 8:30 p.m. It's at Oakwood House, Oakwood Park, Maidstone. That's M for Mother, E168AE. Young Enterprise would like to invite you to attend the Kent and Medway Company Programme Final. The event is the highlight of the company programme in Kent and Medway, which has been seen over 500 students running 35 companies this academic year. Come and see the next generation of entrepreneurs in action. I'm laughing because there's a lot of typos. So it's sort of gone into, you know, when those karaoke, it's got Medway and it's got come, you know, so just reminded me of my way, you know. So to attend, please email vanessa.johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, at y-e.org.uk. There'll be a light buffet which will be provided. We don't really say Buffett. And also that you can get on
That's
the 8th.
It's jostling, isn't it?
You can also get top tips on tax credits, which is on the 8th of May. This is a good one, 8:30. You need to be at Rift House in Eureka Park, Upper Pemberton, Ashford, TN25 4AZ. Has your company developed new processes in the last couple of years or bought new machinery in order to grow? If so, you could be due to thousands of pounds in tax credits. And local experts have case studies to show developing companies what they could be due from HMRC. Come on, find out more from Rift Limited. Thank you for that.
Great, thank you very much. There's a whole conversation now going on about Pinky and Perky. Who started that?
Oh, it might have been.
And the consensus is that most people don't remember it.
No, because we're the only old ones.
We even have one horrible person, Mr. Stephen Jenner, and I know where you live, I'm coming to get you, who claims that he only heard about it because his dad told him.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's just not called for, is it?
No.
Anyway, enough of that. Help shape a young entrepreneur's business. Market research is an important factor in any business, and Bogdan Alexei of Corelex Media realises this. He is asking you for a couple of minutes of your time to complete a questionnaire and play a part in helping him rebrand his business. Now, he's given us a link to a SurveyMonkey survey. We will put that on the Kent Business Radio website. Please, if you'd like to, would you like to fill that in for him and help him with that? We're fast running out of time, so I'm going to rush through some of these because they're a bit time sensitive, some of them. You are invited to a free business networking event, the Canterbury Business Tweet Up. This is a very popular networking event in Canterbury. The next Tweet Up is on the 7th of May, which is a Wednesday, and it provides a fantastic opportunity to all Kent businesses to network and promote their businesses. It's the Canterbury Tweet Up. It's the 7th of May from 10 until noon at the Miller's Arms. That's in 2 Mill Lane, St Radigan's, Canterbury. There's car parking available opposite the pub. Anyone's eligible to come. It's completely free of charge, and bring your business friends and your business cards too. If you want to find out about that Tweet Up or any other Tweet Up, you can go to the kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk website, where all the Tweet Ups around this fabulous county are listed.
And Paul Andrews will be speaking at the North Kent Branch Networking on the 14th of May, and we'll read more details of that next week.
Will I? What am I speaking about?
I don't know. You usually make it up. I think you're giving unique tips on social media marketing and you're revealing the joys of hot desking. Ooh-hoo. Sounds good.
Good. Fabulous.
I'm not telling you any more until next week, because there's no time.
Yeah, great. F Keys has just tweeted, I remember Pinky and Perky. Alex, I love you. Thank you.
Yes,
well. And so does Ali, so that's cool. No, I'm happy now. But, you know, I think we've reached the end of the show.
We have. I think we've overrun.
Yeah, I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you to our guests, the absolutely lovely Ali Hollands. Thank you, Ali. To the brilliant Debbie Kemp from the University of Kent School of Business, and the lovely Maruna Bildiman.
Thank you.
Student extraordinaire. Give her a job, someone.
Can you say that in Romanian, please?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Marina, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you, and all power to you, and we wish you continued success with your studies. Coming up later on channelradio.co.uk, later today at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk.
Who's the autobiographer of David Bowie.
He is indeed. And then, because we have Phil Lancaster, former drummer from Bowie's band, does a show starting soon on Channel Radio, so do listen out for that. But coming up at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery.
There's a queue forming.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at 7 o'clock, guess what this is about? We've got Phil and Jonathan with Dan the Pup.